All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Amelia Oliver with my radio show, Post Adolescence Glow. I'm so excited to be sharing some amazing music with you guys today. The band we have in the studio today is called Shooting Blanks. They're awesome. They've got two lead guitarists, a bassist, a drummer, and a great lead singer. I'm so excited to share their music with you guys today. We're going to go ahead and be starting right at noon today with some live music. I'm going to have these guys introduce their first song in just a sec. But later on in the show, I'll be having some of my assistants on the show, Daniel and Kim, and a friend of Kim. What's his name? Cole. they're all like very sweet and cute and awesome, and I'm just so excited to get to share their music with you today as well, because they've been such a big part of making this project happen. But I'm really excited to be sharing Shooting Blanks with you guys. They have been such good sports about everything, especially the lost snare drum this morning. But here's them.
Hello. Our song will be Anthony's song, Moving Out, by Billy Joel. A classic.
Oh, wait. And also, can you just introduce yourselves real quick?
My name is Mitch Brown. I am lead singer.
Hi, I'm John. I'm one of the guitarists.
If you're on drums, go ahead and talk into that overhead mic.
I'm Henry. I play the drums.
Yeah.
I'm Vincent. I think I play guitar.
Oh, you play guitar.
And I'm Zach, and I play bass.
Yay! All right.
Yeah!
Okay, do your thing.
Stay on with the overtime. Is that all you get with your money? And it
I love that. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next will be Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices. Just tuning up.
One, two, three, four. I've waited too long to have you hide in the back of me. I've cheated so long, I wonder how you keep track of me. You can never be strong, you can only be free. And I never asked for the truth, but you do know that to me. I've entered the game of pricks with knives in the back of me. Can't call you her on, you know. Oh, when they're attacking me, I climb up on the house. We do what in the trees. And when you keep calling me down, I put on my
for every song, but we were like, oh my god, they're playing GBB.
Thank you. What's next? French Disco? French Disco by Stereo Lab.
Stereo Lab. Woo!
I've been told that it's a fact of life, men have to
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to be watching your band today. Me and Nolan are back here just like raving.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I feel like maybe one more song and then we'll do a little interview moment. Okay.
What song are we doing?
Loretta Scars.
Loretta Scars by Pavement.
I just get a sip. A little sip.
that was Shooting Blanks. And we're going to go ahead and interview them a little bit. So can you guys tell me a little bit just about like how you formed your band, what inspired you to become a band, all that?
Well, I've wanted to be in a cover band ever since I came to this campus. And I was like, I don't want to do acapella. I want to have real instruments, but I also like singing. So,
cool.
And the first thing I ever said to John Pender was, do you want to be in a cover band?
I can't verify that. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, Mitch and I have been talking about getting into a cover band more seriously over the course of the summer. And we found some friends. Henry and I have been playing together since freshman year. We knew Vince from Mitch's music class. Zach is our good friend from just like from Tufts. Like, we're just friends. Yeah, I guess volleyball. We play volleyball with Zach. We all played instruments. We figured we would come together and make it happen.
I love that. And it's so exciting to see this happening just so organically at Tufts, too, because it creates just a safe creative space, especially among friends that maybe you wouldn't have gotten to know very well if you didn't do this with them. So I guess, what would you say like a typical rehearsal is like for your band?
A typical rehearsal takes place in, what is it, room 24 of the Granoff Music Center.
Room with no Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. We're locked in there, no communication allowed, only music. We're always on time. All of us are always on time.
John is always late.
And yeah, it basically just consists of us, you know, getting together, trying our songs, figuring out what works, what doesn't, what needs work. We love to just jam on one song for a long time, which is really fun. And it's fun because we come in with like some songs that we might want to practice that session, mm-hmm. and we're all sort of like trying it for the first time together. And it's fun when like a song just like works out. Like one of the songs we're going to be playing later just came on from Vince just jamming on guitar, and we're like, we should do this song, and now we're doing it.
And I love how it kind of happens organically like that, because we do all have such intimate personal connections to the music that we listen to. And clearly you guys have a pretty eclectic spread today. And so I thought that it would be interesting just to ask you guys about how you go about choosing that music, because not everybody wants to play the same songs either. That's for sure. So it's really cool to watch groups of musicians like come to a compromise and communicate with each other and all of that. The reason why this show is called Post-Adolescence Glow is because it's seeking to kind of encapsulate this funky interim period that we experience as young adults who are meant to be adults, but I personally am kind of struggling with wanting to be an adult, trying to be one. How would you say that having music has helped you cope? And how would you say that in your coming of age experience, music has impacted you?
I've always used music as an outlet for stress, like high school, get home from doing a lot of stuff, take a shower and sing for like 30 minutes. So I don't know, it's always been an outlet, and I just love to sing, makes me happy.
Yeah, music for me is really like everything. Like I feel like I have like music that accompanies like everything that I do besides homework. I can't focus and do music. The music is like way too important and I just can't. Yeah. It's not even distracting. It's just like that becomes like the main activity. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've all got like a lot of cool musicians in this room.
Totally.
With a lot of good taste in music, and it's been fun playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to just listen to music because it's just that one constant thing in life, you know? Like, everything else is ever-changing, but music is the one thing that, like, manages to stay still.
And I will say, major shout-out to Vince, because he's also from Arizona, which there are, like, literally so few Arizona people here that when I saw the, like, 602 phone number in the group chat, I was like, wait, am I crazy?
Oh, no. It's nice to see one of my desert people here.
Yeah, wow, so far from home, thank God. But I guess in my line of thinking, too, like, that's one thing that's made music so important for me, too, is, like, being far away from home, figuring out who I am and what I'm doing. And I think like all of us experience that too, especially when it comes to playing music and the special bond that we make with each other too, when it comes to getting to be creative together and trusting each other too. So, okay, last question before we kind of get going and get y'all playing some more music. What would you say, like, how do you guys find time for it? And how do you make the balance happen? Because I think that that is like one big constraining factor for college students when it comes to creating music, especially like for me, as I'm trying to like start writing music and doing all of that, it's hard to make time. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, me personally, I honestly prioritize it over everything else. So if there's a class, I'm like, nah, sorry. But on an like actual note, I mean, we have a group chat, we text.
It's the logistics.
Yeah.
We've definitely spent a considerable amount of time trying to make a shared Google Calendar or like a when to meet. We've got one slot, 4 to 6 on Thursdays. That seems to work for everyone. And then push a late night practice, maybe 10 to 12 if we need it. But
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one of those things like, if you want to do it, you have to make room for it. And I feel like we're all here because we actually like want to put the time in and do it to like make it work.
Yeah, it's usually only like 2 hours a week, but isn't bad at all. Like anyone could find that in their schedule. And we're seniors, so
yeah,
less work this year. Got all the requirements done early.
And I encourage anyone, if you're like interested in music but struggling to find time for it, like take a break from your studies, play some music. Like that's what I do. Like when I practice, like I'm doing homework, I like can't do it anymore. I practice my songs for Shooting Blanks, and it's like a really nice, like cathartic, therapeutic break that's like both productive and fun. So I encourage anyone who's interested in music to find time for it.
And it's also something that like you don't have to be good to like to make music too, and it can be therapeutic no matter what it sounds like. And also like the practice rooms at Granoff are open to the public. Go make music, even if you're just getting into it. And I think it's really inspiring to see groups like this that know how to make the time and want to dedicate that time in their week to making music, which is something I've just been really excited about seeing all these bands do this semester, especially because all of these different groups have such different dynamics, but figure out how to make it work in their own special way. So cool. Well, thank you guys so much for your thoughts. I'm gonna let that conclude the interview portion.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right,
thank you.
Yeah, I actually do need to do a PSA, but I don't know. We'll do that later, I guess. I didn't tell Make sure you do that yet. But for those who have just tuned in, this is 91.5 WMFO FM, Freeform Radio. And my name's Amelia Oliver, and this is my show, Post Adolescence Glow. And here's the second half of Shooting Blanks set. I'll let them introduce this next song.
What's next? Oh, we're we'll be right back. what's next? Oh, Siegfried? Yeah.
So this next one is Siegfried, but covered. It was originally by Frank Ocean.
Yeah, by Frank Ocean.
Thanks. Yeah, wait, if you guys want to like be like, hey, we're playing this song next, to go for it. So everyone knows.
Yeah, I was trying to do that.
No,
into the mic.
No worries. No worries. Thanks.
Okay.
Markings on your surface, your speckled face. Black crystals hang from your ears. I couldn't gauge your fears. I can't relate. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather chip my pride than lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave.
way. I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm not brave.
Excited to see how you guys were going to cover Sea Creek, because I was like, whoa.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 12:40. It's 12:40. So can you guys give me 5 more minutes of music? Maybe?
Yeah, we have much more material.
All right. Okay, 5 more minutes of music from Shooting Blanks. Okay, before we do that, really quickly, how did you guys come up with the name?
So I grew up at West Point, New York, and at the football games, they would shoot cannons when the team scored the big touchdown, and they would shoot blanks, and I was like, we could be shooting blanks.
I love that. That's a great name, honestly. I think it's a really catchy, like, I could remember it well and be like, yeah, this band, Shooting Blanks.
So it rolls
also
up.
Shout out to Apple Jam tonight. They're going to be playing their, what time's your set?
8:15.
8:15. I'll be there. I think that there are going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of amazing, awesome bands there tonight. So y'all should show out for Apple Jam at Crafts House tonight. There is information on the Apple Jam Instagram. Yeah, I think that's where you can find the best info about it. But all right, 5 more minutes of music from these guys. Thank you so much again for everything this week.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're going to do one last song. This is one of the songs we're going to play at the cover set tonight. So if you want to see that, please show up at 8:15, or actually really earlier, because it will get packed in there. So which one do you want to do, guys?
Stratford on Guy.
All right, we're going to do Stratford on Guy by Liz Phair.
Yeah.
Chicago at night, watching the lake turn the sky into blue-green smoke. The sun was setting to the left of the plane, and the cabin was filled with an unearthly glow. In 2070, I was behind the wing, watching landscape roll out like credits on a screen. The earth looked like it was lit from poorly assembled electrical ball as we move out of the farmland into the grid. A plan of a city was all that you saw, and all of these people sitting totally still as the
This has been Shooting Blanks.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you all at the Apple Jam set tonight.
Thank you to Amelia, and come to Crafts House. Our set's at 8:15, but come way before that.
Thank you guys so much again for being here. The show wouldn't be possible without you guys. So I'm so, so happy you guys came, especially with all the scheduling logistics I had going. Really, thank you. And yeah, that was Shooting Blanks, everybody. And we're going to hear a brief PSA, and then we will be hearing a couple of my assistants, which I hate that word because you guys are basically like, we're a team. I call you the babies behind your back, but I never said that. But yeah, we're going to hear some music from them and a couple of originals, which is really exciting. So thanks.
All right, it is PSA time. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. Now for my own good. That's cool, but if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she went down in an airplane, flying, getting suntan, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at goodbye. She met a shark on the water, fell and no one caught her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of lines and ways to say die. My pride still feels the sting. My friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say she was caught in a mudslide, eaten by a lion, got run over by a crappy purple scion. Help me, help me, I'm no good at the night.
Check your guitar, sound check your guitar.
Do you wanna, you're gonna have to move that closer to sing. Just put that there. It's fine.
Okay. All right, you're good with the guitar, Daniel.
All right, should we sing?
Yeah, sing really quick.
Bobby's just a friend of mine. He's on his back, I'm on his mind. He wakes me.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Wait, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I need to, can I turn this off? Can I take my headphones off?
Which I think is honestly pretty interesting to go on air to listen to, because it kind of gives a sense of what we're doing. This is my two, y'all are my friends. And they're singing a song. Can you tell them a song?
Yeah, we're going to do Bobby by Alex G.
Woohoo! All right. Give it to us.
Yeah, very exciting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bobby's just a friend of mine. He's on his back, I'm on his mind. He wakes me when he goes to work. His hands are cold, his breath is smoke. I leave him for you. If you want me to, I leave him for you. If you want me to, I'd leave him for you. If you want me to, I'd leave him for you. If you want me to, do you forget when we first met? You grabbed my hand, I tore your dress. I felt things I cannot express. I lost my way, I made my mess. I'd clean it for you. If you want me to, I'd clean it for you. If you want me to, I'd clean it for you. If you want me to, I'd clean it for you. If you want me to, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know you. I know you. I do. I tell you what. I paint pictures of my heart, the colors blue and purple start to bleed into an endless dark. It's only you, it's only you. I'd burn them for you. If you want me to, I'd burn them for you. If you want me to, I'd burn them. If you want me to, I'd burn them for you. If you want me to, but I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know you. I know you. I do. I tell you what.
Your phone, I think. Someone left their phone.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna do a song called Colonel Fisk, and I'm gonna grab the capo really quick. So I'm just gonna go ahead and get started. Yeah. There's a frog on the floor of the department store. There's an apple in my eye. The troops were marching through the town on the day you said goodbye. I bought a can of brisk for $1.99. I hopped the fence to see the band. The sergeant's beard was cotton twine. There's a song as true as sky. Sure the boys could play, though they drank all day. There wasn't a pitch out of line. There were pretty people everywhere. On the day you said goodbye, come on, Colonel Fisk, won't you blow me a kiss? Or won't you play that horn tonight? I'm hungry for an army man now that Pops has said goodbye. Now a smoke in the yard where the jailbirds are, where the kids hang out to dry. A soft perfume did fill the room on the day Dad said goodbye. Sure the boys could play, though they drank all day. There wasn't a pitch out of line. There were pretty people everywhere. On the day you said goodbye, there's a frog on the floor of the department store. There's an apple in my eye. The troops were marching through the town on the day you said goodbye.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We should. It's a work in progress. We'll get there. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girl double dutch in the concrete. Maybe sometimes we've got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Blue as the sky, sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in a bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more you say the same, the more they seem to change. Don't you think it's strange? Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. It's more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake, some nights keep me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down.
Nice.
Yay.
So fun.
Yes. Are we gonna?